Hi, everybody. John Dutton at KC Cafe Radio out at the Folk Alliance Region West Conference. We're in Oakland, California, and we are having a wonderful time here talking with a lot of good people at the conference. One of those individuals that we're talking with right now is a gentleman that is a part of our main evening showcase, our late night showcase here at the conference, Rick Ruskin. Rick, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your music. What style of music do you play? What do you do musically?
Well, I'm primarily known as a fingerstyle guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been a professional musician since I was 9 years old. I started out as a singer, and then I graduated to guitar when I was 14. And I was very fortunate in that I was able to meet and hang out with a lot of the old country blues masters, Reverend Gary Davis being the primary one for me. I met him in Detroit in 1964, I believe was the year, and I ended up going back to live with him for that summer. And I studied under him for that summer, and then I went back to Detroit, and in 1967 I went back for part of another summer.
Wow! So you've had a lot of travels there. How much does that influence the music that you write?
I tell everybody that if it was not for Gary Davis, then there probably would be no Rick Ruskin as we now know him.
Yeah.
I've been called a blues guitar player for most of my career, but in fact, the album that you have in your hand, I'm dating myself by calling it an album, is the first all blues recording I've ever done. I've only done maybe two or three blues pieces in the rest of my catalog, and I just decided a while ago that I wanted to do an all blues project, and this is all traditional stuff, some R&B. And I believe I wrote four tunes, but most of them are covers of old classic blues tunes.
Yeah, and this album is titled "Whatever Happened to Blind Motzko Lefkowitz. I practiced this before we went on the air.
Okay.
And tell us about that title.
Okay, well, there are a lot of people my age and from my heritage, I'm Jewish, mm-hmm. that got hooked on the blues and became professional musicians playing blues and playing specifically old country blues.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I'm making fun of myself because I'm yet another one of those guys, you know. So although, like I said, I haven't done a lot of blues, I just figured I would do something outrageous in a title. And there is actually a story of Blind Motzko Lefkowitz that can be read on my site, liondogmusic.com, and you can read all about him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I'll say on the matter. It's just he was, he's a fictional person of Jewish heritage that decided to not become a rabbi like his father wanted, and he devoted his life to the blues.
Mm-hmm.
And he became not a household name, but in fact he was surreptitiously very influential in the American pop music scene from the 40s all the up through the 90s.
What's your favorite cut on this album?
Born Under a Bad Sign, without a doubt.
All right. Well, Rick, thank you very much for being with us, and we're going to enjoy you in the showcase here at the conference tomorrow night.
Tomorrow evening, yes.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Rick
thank you
Ruskin on KCCafeRadio.com, live at the Folk Alliance Region West Conference in Oakland, California. I'm John Dutton.